It's 30 minutes out from the filing deadline, and it's mostly all quiet at the municipal building. Kaylee Torson is working the front desk. She says she's processed a few last-minute applicants, but folks have been sneaking in throughout the month.
We've been pretty steady with people coming in. I mean, it's nice out and most people are around town doing bills and stuff like that. So that's been my main busyness, but we've had a few people turn in some candidacy paperwork.
In Petersburg, many aspiring borough officials have held their cards close, refusing to announce their intentions until after the deadline to file has passed. But their relative silence camouflages their numbers. Debbie Thompson is the borough clerk, and she's supervising the municipal election. As the window to file for candidacy closed, she said she's pretty thrilled about the high level of participation this year.
Yes, absolutely. Every seat has a candidate and some are contested. So we have a really great turnout this year and it's exciting. It'll be a good election.
Without any further ado, here is the final list of candidates for Petersburg's upcoming municipal election. The competition is fiercest for the Public Safety Advisory Board, with five residents running for two seats. Their names are Stanley Hjort, Jacob Slavin, Russell Tinas, Tony Vinson, and Mark Tosillo. And four candidates for the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, Amber Burrell, Adam Castor, Greg Kowalski, and Sunny Rice. There are five for the Library Board: Mary Ellen Anderson, Tina Bushman, Marilyn Manish Miucci, Lizzie Thompson, and Joanne Tinas. Over to the Harbor Board, there are three positions on the table, each lasting 3 years. And three people have put their name in the hat. Bob Martin chairs the board. He's running for re-election. Joel Randrup and former board member Scott Roberge are also in the mix. There's one 3-year term on Petersburg School Board. Katie Holmland, the board's sitting vice president, is running for it unopposed. There are two 3-year terms and one 1-year term opening up on the hospital board. The terms of hospital board president Jared Cook and secretary Marlene Cushing are expiring. They're both running for re-election. The new contenders are Mika Hasbrook, Don Koenigs, and Jim Roberts. Three people are up for three seats on the Planning Commission: Marietta Davis, Chris Fry, and Heather O'Neill. And finally, for the Borough Assembly, the seats of members Jeff Miucci and Dave Kenzinger are up for re-election. A term on the Borough Assembly lasts 3 years. It's also the only office on the list that includes any kind of compensation at $150 per regular meeting. But Assembly members don't get paid for any special meetings or work sessions they have to attend. This year's new contenders are Rick Perkins, Rob Schwartz, and former Assembly member J. Stanton Greger. Jeff Miucci will run for re-election. Dave Kenzinger will not. That's all for this year's candidates, but Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson says she's still looking for volunteers to lend a hand on election day.
So you can be a registrar at the front tables when you first come in. They will look up and make sure that the person wanting to vote is a registered voter and have them sign the log and then hand them a ballot. You can be by the black box, which is the ballot reader, and just stand there to make sure everything goes well when people come and bring their ballots and stick it into the reader. Be there to help if anything goes wrong. And then there's a floater to help people who have questions or maybe are not on the list but would like to vote anyway. So there's different ways to vote.
Candidates have until 4:30 p.m. on Friday, August 25th, to withdraw from the race. The next municipal election is Tuesday, October 3rd. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.